They up there pretty high. I love those guys, man. They're a great group of guys, and you know, every game I tell them I need them, and they come through for me.
You know, everybody's talking about Seymour coming in the week, but Clayton really shut him down. I know you weren't watching one-on-one matchup, but you could kind of tell a little bit.
I think Clayton is one of the better left tackles in this game. The guy's young, and he's only going to get better and better. And you know, we take it upon ourselves to go out and practice starting on Wednesday to make sure we're doing all the things necessary to get a win on Sunday.
I know you've enjoyed this kind of rotation. You know, I mean, you haven't complained about it, at least. I mean, how much does this help you? I mean, getting 100 yards on only, 12 carries or whatever.
You know what? It keeps us fresh. You know, it allows us to wear defenses down. I'm not the one to complain about anything. However many plays I play, I'm going to give my all.
Carl, the thing about this offense, they say, you know, quick passes out to the wide receivers, but it seems like the power ground game early has been something you guys have been looking to establish just against a very stout front. How much of that was talked about before, and how pleased were you guys going in the halftime locker room?
You know, we was pleased. We know it's going to be a 60-minute game, and, you know, when you got an offensive line that's out there and covering people up, you know, me and Noshon and Lamont is able to find the holes and get into the back end.
On the 34-yard run, it looked like Clarity had still on one side, and Harris came all the way over. Just how quickly did that hole open up? What did you see?
It opened up quickly. It's something that we practice daily. You know, the tackle pulls, it's called a tackle trap. And it's something that we work on daily, man. Those guys do a great job of blocking, and my hat goes off to those guys.
Obviously, your first AFC West Division experience, just sitting at top 3-0, experiencing this atmosphere, how is that going to help you guys in the long run with the crowd noise?
I'm not really focused on crowd noise. We just get out there and play football. I played in Philadelphia, probably the toughest fans in football. So here in the Black Hole, it wasn't a big deal to me. Didn't bother me at all.
Terrell, must be nice when you can play physical football and like go right at them like you guys did today.
That's what we want to do every week. Not just today. We want to be physical. And you know, we got a long road ahead of us. We're gonna take it one game at a time, but we're gonna approach every game with a physical mentality.
Positive game. A couple red zone opportunities you'd like to have back, right?
Oh yeah. I know I left a touchdown out there. I think Noshon left one or two, and Lamont left one. So we're gonna build on it, and we're gonna look forward to play Dallas this week.
You know, this stretch to begin the season, we thought that, you know, some winnable games, and then there's a stretch on that schedule that looks pretty tough. But you guys have done what you need to do to get to that point.
Man, it's football. You're not worried about the opponent. Whoever shows up on Sunday, that's who's going to win, no matter who it is. So, you know, all this stuff about, you know, the stretch of the people we're playing, we're not worried about the stretch. We're going to take it one game at a time, and we're going to approach it one game at a time.